The tennis courts by the park are another example of how individuals contributed greatly to the benefit of the community. Just after the basketball courts stands a stone monument to Julie Oliver, a resident who volunteered to coordinate community tournaments.
But every Labor Day, she was the one that pretty much coordinated annual tennis tournaments down the park. And again, this is one of the best tennis courts in the city. That's Julie Oliver. We miss her very, very much.
Clarence Roan took an interest in sharing his joy of the game of tennis with neighborhood residents. This passion resulted in what you see today, neighborhood courts that are of such quality that the West Medford High School students use them for their games. Wallace Counts speaks of Mr. Roan and his love of the game.
Mr. Roan was a businessman. I'm going back to the 30s now. He lived across the street where you see those several cars parked. He had a moving company, a moving van company, and his specialty was moving pianos. And he would hire guys that just could not find any other work, and he made a strong contribution. But as a fella growing up, he just loved tennis. He was a big guy, but he was very agile on his feet. And he got us all involved in learning how to play tennis, including Julie and myself. And so we really took to tennis very, very much. Tennis court down here, and he was just a master at tennis. And again, where you see those four or five cars, that was his home. And where those four or five cars are, when Sonny and I were kids in Maryland, you see moving vans, Roan Moving Company.
Yeah, he had a slogan on his building.
What was it, Sonny?
Phone Roan when calling for Holland.
Okay.
Say the phrase again?
Phone Roan when calling for Holland.